On the telephone again this morning with Buddy Velastro, the Cake Boss. The Baking with the Boss tour is coming to the Louisville Palace Saturday, November 5th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now at Louisville Palace box office. They're also available at Ticketmaster.com and at 1-800-745-3000. Honored to have the Cake Boss, Buddy, on the phone this morning. Buddy, what was, I know you probably baked, you probably couldn't even count how many cakes you baked, but what is one of the most favorite ones? You're like, my kids, they love the Transformer cake, of course, they're
That's
boys.
That's my favorite cake.
Is
the
it really?
Transformer by far.
Oh,
that
Bumblebee.
That is the best cake. Let me tell you something. And then there's a little bit of type of guy that I am, but when I made that cake, it was, when I finished that cake, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. We had to deliver it at 6 a.m. When I stepped back and finished that cake, I had been working for like 22 hours straight. I was physically exhausted. Everybody wanted to keel over and pass out. I looked at that cake and I cried, and I said, man, I've never made anything this spectacular in my life, and I wish that my dad could have been able to see it.
Oh, he saw it. He saw it.
Oh, no, I know he did, but that cake was so special to me.
Now, is that the biggest cake you've ever made?
No, the biggest cake was the NASCAR cake. But,
yeah, that was a pretty
big one. Transformer was a close second.
Now, you've been a fourth-generation baker, and when you first started, they first started talking about doing the Cake Boss, the reality show on TLC, did you ever think it would get to where it is now?
I didn't. You know, I didn't. I thought that it would do good, but I didn't think it was going to get as crazy as it is. And, you know, I didn't realize it was going to bring families together for a half an hour each week. I mean, that's my favorite part. You know, people come together as a family to watch Cake Boss. Anything to bring families together is really important to me. You don't know how many people told me they were in a hospital having a chemo treatment, and it was the only thing that made them laugh.
Hmm.
Or, you know, a troop in Afghanistan who said that he has a crazy Italian family, and my family reminded of him, and it made him forget where he was. And then I think about it, this guy's in Afghanistan fighting for my freedom as an American, mm-hmm. which I take pretty seriously, and he's in a war zone. My little insignificant cake show made him forget that for a half an hour. That's special.
Yeah.
You know, it means a lot more than what it is, you know?
On the telephone this morning with the Cake Boss, Buddy Velastro. The Baking with the Boss tour is coming to the Louisville Palace on Saturday, November 5th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now. And kind of just chit-chat with Buddy, getting to know him a little bit better. Now, you've got a new book that's out as well, or is it coming out, right?
Yeah. It's coming out November 1st, and it's kind of like how I interpret baking, you know, how I came up through the ranks and how it's important to do the grunt work, and it makes you a better baker in the end. It's kind of like when you watch The Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi told Danielson, paint the fence.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, man, what am I doing? But he was really learning karate. The same way, if I tell you to bag out cookies on a cookie sheet, you're learning how to pipe on a wedding cake. And you don't realize it, but you got to learn to walk before you can run. And it's just how many things, you know, trying one thing leads into another. It's a great foundation.
Now, is this a book that all bakers should have in their pantry?
I think so. Or anybody who wants to learn, or even who knows. Because you know what? They probably might not have connected the dots on how one thing leads to another. It'll give them more confidence.
I've also enjoyed watching the new Kitchen Boss as well, learning to get some new dishes from that. That's got to be fun for you.
I love Kitchen Boss. That's one of my favorite shows. The only problem with that is when I do it, I feel like I gain 20 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I just eat all day long because it's good.
It reminds
me. Funny. I was filming it, and about 2.5 weeks into it, I went home. I had a day off, and my wife ordered food. I ate the food, and I was like, you know, either I'm a really good cook or this food sucks. Because I said, man, you know, I've been eating my food for the last 2 weeks, like 3-4 times a day, and it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, I don't know how you don't weigh 500 pounds from that show and from the Cake Boss show and, you know, all that. All those, oh, man.
You're always on the go. I love to eat. I got to lose a little weight, but we'll get there soon enough. You know, it's funny. When I do Kitchen Boss, too, when I did, the idea behind it was, yeah, you're watching different chefs on the cooking channels and stuff, and they're like real chefs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, I got this pepper from McCliffin Chili. And you're like, where am I going to get this pepper from? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I want to show like my grandmother had.
Uh-huh.
You know, like my grandmother went to the supermarket, bought whatever it was. She bought whatever pasta was on sale, and uh-huh. she made it. And you know what? It was good.
Yeah. Well,
and
I can.
That's why I do Kitchen Boss.
Yeah. That's a great reason why to do that. And one of my favorite Cake Boss episodes was the one where you were making the fish in the back of the bakery, and your wife was pregnant.
Oh,
I can relate to that. Because
ah.
I, you know, I have 5 kids. You have 4 kids. I mean, you know that,
yep.
those certain smells when someone's pregnant.
Oh, it triggers them off, especially when they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're on the phone with Buddy Velastro. He's the Cake Boss. The Baking with the Boss tour is coming to Louisville Palace Saturday, November 5th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.